Good evening. It's the news, according to me. Hey, it is Thursday, Theological Thursday, June 4th. May the 4th be with you. It is 6:33 p.m. in the evening, Eastern Standard Time. So those of you on the West Coast, you're just getting out of bed. I have, so I'm here. It's the evening. But I was looking at the, I was copying and pasting the, I don't have my agent set up on here to do this kind of work for me yet on this computer, this particular computer. I'm back at the home studio. I was in Lansing, Michigan last night. I'm going to be spending a lot of time in Lansing, Michigan and Wausau, Wisconsin in the next this month. Also, I had to go to Nashville today as well. So, yeah, it's kind of a Nashville thing. What is all this? Yeah, let's go with this. Let's just go with there. Flip to ask me first. I drive. I'll run that myself. What is this? How should I spend? Just do it yourself. I'm just going to, yeah, there we go. So I'm working on an app here in the background. I got to keep it rolling. I got to keep clicking on permissions again because I don't have this agent set up on my, if I had my agent set up on this computer, it would do all this stuff for me. It would just build it and be done. I'd come home and it would be done. This agentic world that we live in. I have, it was kind of cool. I had this, I've set up this cron job for my agent on another computer to do. He's got his own computer. I think I've talked about it before. Anyway, so I've got this thing where he sets up, he goes in and digs in and if I throw in reference material from some of the things I've been watching, I can throw in links to some of the websites, some of the YouTube videos, that kind of thing that I've been listening to. And, oh no, it's telling me I got to do something. It's just going to have to wait on that. We have, This YouTube, I can throw like a link into a particular YouTube video that I've seen that I'm going to have reference to a certain show. I just throw that into a file, and it goes through that information. It goes through the transcripts, and it ends up showing how it kind of gleans things from there, and it comes up with these questions for the callers. Well, I didn't have anything in here for Theological Thursday. I was just too busy to put anything in there. Hadn't really spent any time on YouTube really necessarily concerning that. So I just let it do its. It has a default where it goes in and just picks up current news, relatively current news that within certain segments of certain news reports, and it ended up coming up with these questions. And I happened to be reading through some of the questions on here, and I didn't have time to do anything. Since I couldn't have the show this morning, it was kind of while I was traveling. I actually looked at the questions. And what's going to be fun is when the agent does it, I won't have any idea until I push the button. I wonder what the question is going to be about until I push the button. Anyway, these questions are so good, I had to have a show tonight. I was like, I got to get this show in because these are actually, I don't remember what the questions were about. I kind of read them this morning. I was like, well, this actually is a pretty decent content. So I ended up deciding to have a show this evening. I'll hopefully get it published out of here. It's not going to be a real long show. We're going to go through the calls pretty quickly, but tomorrow's going to be Financial Friday. I've got a few things I want to post in there. There are going to be some very pointed questions about that. But even if I don't do anything, it'll come up with some decent questions, I think, from recent context. Instead of going back to old shows and just kind of rehashing things, it should be cutting-edge stuff that's out there on the edge, which is exactly what the app needs to have happen, because that's going to be one of the part of the plug-in is show prep for people. It's going to be part of the add-on for the premium service for the podcast caller app. That I'm working on. So, in fact, it's in the background, is working on it right now. Should be coming pretty close here. So, anyway, so we're going to get right into that pretty quickly. Actually, I have to start that thing, make sure it's working. It looks like it's working. It is working. Okay, so in my cup, we'll talk about what's in. I only have one cup, but it's sweet peach tea. Homemade. Sweet peach tea, and little kitty's coming around the corner here, my favorite kitty, who helps me with the show. The other cat destroys the show. This cat kind of just comes around, lets me pet her. The other cat jumps up on the counter and flops around, wants to be petted, and pushes all the buttons here, tries to have his own show. He tries to become the producer. He's a producer cat. Tries to produce the show. He thinks he knows best. And he probably would do a pretty good job, but he's a little bit disruptive, so we have to separate them out. This is the cat that's kind of a little more shy. Anyway, we have a big show planned for you. So it's today with all the callers calling in and some other things. I might talk about, so I think I'm going to wait till tomorrow to talk about a few things that have been going on. This thing with Caitlin Collins, between the president and Caitlin Collins, it was pretty fun. Pretty good. And Larry O'Connell. I can't remember. Anyway, the guy has a show. He actually had a pretty good take on the whole thing. And I agree with everything. She was being disruptive, just like Jim Acosta, just being disrespectful of the office, of the presidency, of everything. And he came back at her pretty hard. If you can't, like, wham, wham, if you can't take it. I thought you're supposed to, she's a powerful woman. She's got these, well, she's such a powerful woman. We'll get into it. We're going to play the whole clip about some things tomorrow, just to talk about how the media is responding to, CNN anyway, is responding to the way she was treated in the office. It's one of those things where, all of a sudden we got to stand up for her. And poor little kid. It's disgusting. It's misogynist. Oh, whatever. You want equal rights, that's what you're going to get. Sorry. It's just, you want to be that party, then that's, but you don't want it that way. Anyway, so let's go on. We got plenty of things to do. Right after this, where did it go? Oh, no, it didn't. It's just gone. There we go. So I've got to find this. It's never where I thought it should be. Here we go. This is where things are. This is going to be another longer one. I don't think I've played this one yet. Have I played this one? I don't know. I think I have played. I think this is the only one I haven't played so far. I have to download it again. We'll try this and see how it goes. But here we go. This little ditty.
Before we get started, here's what you should know. Welcome to the show. I'm glad you tuned in. I've got things to say and I don't know where to begin. But first, a word, a little tiny word from me. This is entertainment, not a medical degree. I'm not a doctor, not a lawyer, not a financial counselor. No, these are my opinions, just my take on things, not professional advice. Read the fine print, please, I'm here for your enjoyment. Nothing more, nothing less, but definitely don't sue me. I've given you my best. I might sound convincing when I get on a roll. And yeah, I googled that, so maybe I am on a scroll. But for the real stuff, your body, your wallet, your rights, call a professional and maybe tune in Friday nights. Oh.
Opinions,
just opinions,
just my thoughts
for entertainment,
just entertainment.
That's the shot. Now that we've covered all the legal stuff and more, let's get the show started. Woo! That's what you came here for.
That is what you came here for, and that's what you got. So that I've got to put these on a card so I can get them all on my machine here so I can actually use them. There's a little app that goes with this Rodecaster Pro, and I can't seem to find it. I know that they have a newer version out, but I can't find the old legacy app that goes on your desktop so that you can interact with the thing and make it just drag and drop stuff on. I should be able to do, but it's... We'll see if I can figure that out at some point. The one at the office still has the has that ability, still has that app on it. Maybe I can figure out a way to transfer that app over here. But anyway, that's beside the point. It's kind of fun. I kind of like that one. I kind of like that particular one. There's two others that are shorter. It'll be playing more often. And those we're going to start playing those now. After tomorrow morning, I'm going to play one of those. But they're a little bit shorter. A kind of fun little song there. Anyway, so there you go. That's a disclaimer song. We have a caller here. We have let's who should we start with? Let's start with Chloe. Now, to keep in mind, they're kind of according to their character. This kind of the questions are kind of designed for them. But we'll see if this even works. I don't know if they're going to happen. We'll see if. Oh, it's still working. So that's good to see. Go ahead, Chloe. Looks like she's getting ready to talk there.
OMG, Kevin, did you see that Russell Brand moved to Florida's panhandle and all the Christian neighbors are, like, totally suspicious of him? The Daily Mail is reporting people think he's faking his whole religious conversion. I mean, the guy went from being this wild Hollywood type to getting baptized and everything. Do you think celebrities can have real faith transformations, or is it always performative? Because honestly, it's giving major, I found Jesus for my rebrand energy, you know? Like H-E...
Did I lose you? I think there is something to this. Let me just put it this way. Why did that end in such a weird way? I did push a button over here. I don't think it had anything to do with it. It wasn't supposed to do anything with that, but maybe it did mess it up. This is a good question. There have been some other folks in the past who have been out there in the public eye, and they have made, they've been very, very, very well known. They've become Christians and they've disappeared. They've completely walked away from the spotlight life. They didn't parade their faith around at all. They became very, they just totally changed people. They stopped the whole thing. Now, they would be interviewed occasionally. They would be, because they were well-known people. I can't think of any at the moment. I'm not going to go down that road. But they just basically walked off the, almost like they dropped off the planet because first of all, the media didn't want to cover them because they were genuinely Christians. And of course, that was back in the day when they didn't really have a platform outside of mainstream, you know, the power, the people who've had the levers of power with regard to media. Media is kind of open to everybody now, and it's Russell has his own show and that kind of thing. And now, he was on a spiritual journey. He was doing all kinds of metaphysical stuff and doing all kinds of New Age stuff. I'm not going to say that he is or isn't genuine in his faith. What I'm going to say is it does cause one to wonder. Now, again, this. There are certain things, you'll know them by their fruits, and there are some things that happen on his show, some things that he says, some things that he does, that cause me to wonder, he's a brand new Christian, so it's difficult to put somebody in a kind of a leadership role. Now, Timothy was a very young man, but he was also a wise, kind of an old soul, and Paul recognized that. He was somebody who'd been in the faith for a while, had a serious grounding in the faith. He said, don't let anyone despise your youth. In other words, I know you're young. And the disciples themselves were probably teenagers, most of them. Most people don't realize this. Peter and who was the other one? There were only two of them that were required to pay taxes. I think he had to be 21 or 23 or whatever the age was that people had to start paying the temple tax. Or the Roman, I can't remember. There was a tax they had to pay, and it was kind of telling about how old these people were. This was a young adult movement that happened with the disciples. So I think it was Peter and was it Timothy? Or not Timothy, not Timothy. I can't think of the other one. It's questionable that they were very, very old. They're certainly not in their 30s. They're probably in their 20s at the most. And it's this youth movement thing. And I think that Paul said something to Timothy about that, about not, you know, don't let anyone despise your youth. He was kind of put in charge. He was put in a leadership position, but he also said, "Don't rush to put people into leadership positions because they get put into a situation where they can't handle it. They don't have the character. They don't have the development of their personhood, who they are." Russell Brand is not necessarily a young person, but he's a young Christian, and I think that there's a, you know, it's questionable as to whether he's going to really be able to fully develop and really has put his mind to, you know, developing his character before he steps out in a leadership role. Now, I'm not saying he's no one's pastor that I know of. I don't know what he's doing, but he's kind of in a pastoral role when you take on the public like that, and you're in a situation like he is. So I don't know. They're, it's interesting that his neighbors would say that. Now, of course, you have to realize sometimes neighbors are, you know, sometimes jealousy speaks out as well. It's hard to tell. It's all hearsay. It's all a bunch of stuff. That's my take on it. I would say probably maybe there is some falsehood there, some portrayal because of the situation he's in with the accusations that are against him, is that some of the charges that have been leveled against him. So there's a lawsuit going on behind the scenes. That's the way I take it. Does that make sense to you? I don't know if that's what do you think about all that stuff, Chloe? Go ahead.
Okay, so like, yeah. I feel like the whole fruits of the spirit thing is actually super relevant here, because Russell going from manifesting and chakra stuff straight into a massive Christian platform does give major whiplash energy. No cap. The comparison to those celebrities who just quietly dipped out of the spotlight after converting is actually hitting different. Like, there's something to be said for letting your faith develop before you're out here teaching people, you know? But also, the neighbor gossip angle is low-key sketchy, because people will literally hate on anyone successful, so it's hard to know what's real versus what's just hater noise.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with that. It's interesting that you bring it up. I hadn't even thought about all that. I hadn't heard anything in the news about it, because it was interesting that you found that kind of thing. There's just a lot of principles there that I think, again, we just have to kind of take things be kind of carefully. We have to be kind of careful about who we subject ourselves to, submit ourselves to, or walk in submission to or listen to. We have to have discernment in all things. I think it's just, have to be careful about what people say. Anyway, there's a lot of chicanery out there, and there's a lot of people who mean well. There's a lot of people with very well good intentions who are, they don't even recognize the way they're being, the way that the world manipulates them. It's when money becomes involved, there's a whole lot of other things that happen. Now, one of the things that I liked about Keith Green and his ministry, he was really, he was basically a musician. Most of his ministry was a musician. Now, he also had a school, and he had like a Bible school, Bible training school type thing. And Leonard Ravenhill was a big part of that. He was a very truth cutting type individual. Very, would just cut through straight to the heart when his teachings. And I think it was important to see. Keith was basically, he was kind of right there with Donny Osmond. Basically, Donny Osmond kind of stepped in and took his place. He was supposed to be the next Donny Osmond kind of kid when he was a young kid. And, of course, he didn't get to do that. He ended up kind of doing some other deals and kind of he was already a has-been before he even got out of high school. Or could have been. He was a could-have-been, I guess. Very, very, difficult time for him. He went through a lot of searching, kind of like what Russell Brand has done, in terms of he went through a lot of searched everywhere for all kinds of, every place but who Jesus is. And he ended up, coming to the conclusion, and he has, his own testimony. He said, well, all the other religions talk about Jesus, but what does Jesus have to say about Jesus? He says, I'm the way. I'm the only way. And so he doesn't give credence to any other religions. So it's kind of a funny thing that they all want to kind of jump in on the mix, but that when it comes down to the flat tax, he's the only way. So that's what's interesting about some of that, and it's kind of a kind of an interesting situation. Anyway, let's take the next caller. I'm just starting to ramble here. I don't know what I'm even talking about. Let's see what Artie has to say. Artie usually jumps right in here. Let's see what Artie has to say.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, yeah.
Love your Thursday shows.
You're louder.
So I've been digging into the Washington Nationals situation where they fired their community relations director after he admitted on camera to blackballing pitcher Trevor Williams for his Christian Catholic beliefs. Can you break down the legal mechanics here? This seems like a clear Title VII violation, and Catholic Vote is now pushing the DOJ to investigate. What's the likelihood the team faces actual consequences beyond just firing the guy who said the Q?
Well, that's interesting. I assume that I don't even know who the Washington Nationals are. Well, first of all, can you answer this question? Who is the Washington Nationals? I don't know exactly what you're asking about. Is this a ball team? We can get into this. I just need to know, is this some kind of ball team? Is that what it is? Is it a baseball team? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah, they're a Major League Baseball team based in Washington, D.C., been around since 2005 when they relocated from Montreal. I've been looking into this particular situation you mentioned, and technically speaking, if someone in an official team capacity actually admitted on camera to blackballing a player based on religious beliefs, that would absolutely expose them to federal employment discrimination claims under Title VII. The real question is whether the team's quick firing of that person was damage control, or if it signals they're taking it seriously enough to avoid the DOJ coming down on them.
Yeah, okay, I get what you're saying now. So I can speak to that. I don't know much about the team itself, but I didn't realize it was a team that came from Montreal. It's interesting. But yeah, as far as that is, I'm not a lawyer. I'm just a guy with opinions. But that does sound like Title VII. Violation. That is a definite issue that they need to do something about that. That's about all I can say about that. But it seems to me like they've overstepped. And I don't know all the details of that whole thing. Appreciate you being able to kind of fill me in on that. That's one of those things we'll just have to see how it plays out. My guess is. That the DOJ will step in on this one. It's a high profile case, and they've been pretty proactive on things like this. This administration has now the former administration that was just in recently, the one that I wasn't going to talk about, the Mr. Mushmarrow head. They wouldn't have done anything about that. That would have been just because of the nature of who they are and the certain things about their particular. Demographic that they are. I don't think they would have said anything. That's just my opinion. But this administration probably will. It'll be interesting to see how it all unfolds. There's some nuanced law there that I'm not an expert on, so I can't speak to it specifically or perfectly with it.
Kevin, what bothers me about this whole AI-powered search rollout from Google is nobody's asking who's fact-checking the AI summaries. I'm seeing completely wrong answers at the top of search results now, and they want us to just trust it? Seems like a recipe for misinformation on steroids. You think there's any accountability here, or are we just guinea pigs?
Well, hold on here just a second. There's something, something's not right, because Odie, my agent, this isn't the question he was supposed to have. Let's go back over here. Let's stop that one. I'm going to fix this. We're going to fix it on the fly. Here's what we're going to do. That was the wrong question. That was yesterday's question. That was the question from a couple days ago, I think. Maybe I didn't save it. I thought I clipped that in there. I didn't do it. Let's try this. Let's try the call from Skip one more time and see what Skip has to say. I just have to jump in here. Now he's thinking because he has to think about it. So now you know you got the right one there. Let's see what he has to do.
Kevin, my man, quick question about this James Tallarico character. Democrat running for Senate who claims the Bible is silent on abortion. He's a Presbyterian seminarian, right? So either he's never actually read scripture or he's deliberately lying. Franklin Graham called it an absolute lie, which seems charitable. But here's what bothers me. If this guy can get through seminary while believing the Bible says nothing about the sanctity of life, what does that tell us about the stuff?
That's interesting that it cuts itself off like that. What can I say about this guy? First of all, I think that taking advice, information, theological authority from a guy who is this wacky. This is the guy, if I remember right, he's the guy who also has been doing all kinds of weird things on the side, got all kinds of weird stuff going on. the scandals behind this guy and it's things that he said, a lot of the things that he said in terms of, you know, God is non-binary and all this kind of stuff kind of playing into the whole LGBTQ thing. God is neither male nor female. That does not mean he's non-binary. In fact, it means he's dual binary. He's both. He's the fulfillment of all of that. He's mother, father, the whole thing. He's all the characters of everything that couldn't be. That's all good. It's beyond what we can contain in our brain. That's what it is. It goes beyond gender, who God is, and to say he's non-binary is just a. Here again, this is when people become very smart, and they think they're very smart. They go off to seminary and they become extremely well educated and very smart. Their God is their brain. I'll put it that way. And they think that they're so smart that they can figure God out and they can put all this stuff into God's little God in their little box, and then their little box is in their little brain. And they've got it all figured out. Now they'll say, "Oh no, I don't have God all figured out." Oh yes, you do. Your God is in your brain. And you think very highly of your brain, and you think you know it because you've studied and all this whatever kind of rot you have there. The infinite awesomeness of who God is, you will not understand that until you tremble in the holiness of who He is in His holy presence. You don't understand it, and how different He is from us, and how little we know. While we feel His presence, we are so far away from Him, and yet He's so close to us, and yet so it is this dichotomy that it's hard to explain. But anybody who just makes these kinds of social statements, it's infuriating to me. I'm just going to say it that way. I'm not going to say it. And then 90% of that is probably my flesh getting mad, but it's just. This idea that, the Bible is silent on abortion. Really? Seriously? I can't go down this road very long or I start to break up. But it's just, it amazes me that people try to justify that. Christians will go down this road, supposed Christians, the people who are in the faith and have studied so much and know so much about this. I think they've got it all figured out. That's where I am with that. I don't know what you think. Just continue on there, Skip.
Look, I can't remember a time when we had so many supposed experts trying to repackage ancient truth into whatever fits the current moment. And now this is interesting. The guy's got all these scandals and he's still selling theological advice like he's got it all figured out. You're right to be frustrated. But here's what gets me. When someone's got that much baggage and they're still pushing this stuff, you got to ask yourself what they're really after.
Yeah. And politicians, especially, just stick to being a politician. You know, just be the politician and stop being everything else that you're trying to be. That's just kind of where I fall down on that. Whole thing. That's where I fall down. That's where I am on that whole thing. Yeah. Well, let's go to our historian, the ancient one, the archivist. Let's see what she has to say about all this stuff, and just let's go from there. And we'll call it a day.
Good afternoon, Kevin. I'm fascinated by this archaeological discovery in Turkey. Researchers found what they're calling the best preserved early image of Jesus ever unearthed, and it's part of a wave of Christian discoveries across that region. You know, Turkey was the heartland of early Christianity. The seven churches of Revelation, Paul's missionary journeys, the Council of Nicaea. For centuries, it was predominantly Christian before Islamic conquest. These archaeological finds are literal.
Yes. Apparently, it's unable to take everything that goes in there. I apparently have too much content in the question itself. I think it's supposed to be literal. Let's see what it's supposed to say here. Strongest was supposed to be a better view of his challenges facing America. Christian state. What is it? Roman persecution. It's literal. I don't know what it is. There's more there. Living under persecution. It was a very good question, long thing. But anyway, we'll go with that. So, interesting. What did she say here? Let's just have to think about what she's asking. I don't know much about this. Apparently, the Shroud of Turin, I assume, is what she's talking about. Are you talking about the Shroud of Turin? Is that what you're responding to? I guess I'll just ask you, because you're supposed to be able to talk to me. But so, what are you actually referring to? Is it that the Shroud of Turin, the image that you're talking about? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, this discovery in Turkey really brings us back to something you were just wrestling with. The idea that we think we've got God all figured out, when the truth is we're always discovering we knew far less than we thought. Finding these ancient depictions of Jesus reminds us that Christians have been grappling with representing the divine for nearly 2,000 years, and each generation thinks understanding is complete. It's the same impulse you're frustrated with when people claim the Bible is silent on something. We project our certainties onto ancient texts and images, when maybe we should approach them with more humility about what we don't know.
Yeah, that is the crux right there. I'm not sure she still didn't answer the question about what the image is. I'm not sure what he's talking about, but she's talking about. And then, anyway, that's where we're going with that. The very interesting stuff. I don't know. I assume we're talking about the Shroud. I don't know. I don't know where else there's an image of. I'd have to look that up and find it. Maybe it's over here. You know, I could just look over here in the. Maybe it's populating over here. False speech. Former president, Fred Chair. See what's down here at the end. How did I get hired? Nope, I don't see anything about. There's nothing there. And the Q didn't come up with anything either. It does kind of like a Google search on the show. It's kind of a flowing Google search on the topics that we're going through. That's going to be sharpened up. That part of it I haven't really been too picky about, but it does come up with different topics as I'm talking, which is kind of interesting. Shut that off so we don't get that ding anymore. Every time I get an email, it dings. That's all we got about that. Now, tomorrow's show, we're gonna be talking about some things here in a little bit. We're gonna come back after this brief message, and we'll go on from there as things progress. Let's go from there.
It's the news. It's the news. According to me, oh, it's the news. According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, oh, it's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news.
It's the news, yeah.
According to me, it's the news.
It's the news.
According to me, it's the news. According to me.
What did I just do? So tomorrow, where did my thing go? There it is. Okay, there we are. We're still here. Okay, can you hear me? Tomorrow's show, we'll be talking about some financial stuff. I don't even know for sure exactly what I'm going to talk about. I think what I'm going to do is just going to have the AI decide on some questions, see if that comes up. One of the things I do want to talk about is the financial situation of... There's a couple of bills on the table right now, I think, with Congress about some things about some tax situations and some other things. I'm going to try to talk about that a little bit. We'll see how that works out. There's just a whole lot of things happening in that regard. We're also going to talk about a few little political updates on some things that are happening around in the political world. That'll be kind of a side note on the show. But tomorrow morning, should be a normal show at normal time, by the way. Whatever our normal time is, it's, you know, whatever normal time, right? 7, 8 o'clock, something like that. I don't know. Who knows? It's not going to be a live show. I'm going to work on the live show stuff a little bit later, see how that goes. In the meantime, God bless. Hope you've had a great week, and I hope you have a great rest of your week, or what's left of it tomorrow. In the meantime, I guess I'll see you.